Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
A few decades ago, a woman I knew attended church for a special event. She was a church hopper. I guess today they are called seekers, and just went wherever she felt would give her the best experience from Sunday to Sunday. After that special service, she went to the priest and said, "Isn't it great that as long as you're a good person, you can be saved?" The priest countered that that was not what Jesus taught at all, and she argued with him. And finally, a gentleman who had been listening from the side said, "If religion were only about each of us feeling good, the priest probably wouldn't be a priest. In fact, I don't even know if I would be a Christian." Indeed, in today's scripture readings from the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus tells us what we have to do to be considered part of Christ's body, the church. He says, quote, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises made to you and to your children and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." Unquote. Indeed, we recall that the last command of our Lord before his ascension was to go and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are called by our Lord. We become part of his body, the church. St. Peter later reminds us that being a member of the church as a follower of Christ, we receive great comfort. But we will also suffer at times. It is not just all about happiness, but rather remaining happy, perhaps, even amid suffering, this being a member of the church. St. Peter writes, quote, "If you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, this is a grace before God, for to this you have been called." Unquote. He continues, quote, "For you had gone astray like sheep, but you have now returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls." Unquote. A convert of Bishop Sheen once told me that when she was growing up, when she fell ill, she always had the vague feeling that she had done something wrong, something sinful. When Catholic friends told her to offer it up, she had no idea what they were talking about. But after her conversion, she realized that suffering is part of following of Christ, and that as she offered her suffering and penance up to our Lord, it was also redemptive for the world. And this was transformative for her, she said, and helped her to accept the debilitating illness she suffered at that time as a gift from God in many ways. Suffering makes sense for those who are members of our Lord's body, the church. Indeed, we are meant to be part of the flock of the Lord, the church, as we strive to follow him. He is the good shepherd who leads us through our joys and also through our sufferings. He does not abandon us to the wolves. He allows us, although through our free will, to let ourselves fall into abandon. But he constantly gives us grace to come back to him and to live with him and with his church in peace, no matter how far we have wandered. Jesus remains the good shepherd of all. He will not give up on us. He reminds us in today's gospel that we enter and are meant to enter into his body, the church, through him. "Amen, amen, I say to you," he says. "Whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice." Our Lord continues, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Imagine that when we join our Lord, when we follow him as members of his church, we will have life more abundantly. Often those who have deceived themselves into thinking that this is all about their own happiness, all about whatever guru or fad makes them happy at the moment, they don't understand that it really isn't. True happiness, my brothers and sisters, means joining with our Lord's flock, attending Holy Mass, developing a personal relationship with the Good Shepherd, finding happiness as our Lord intends. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.